You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. God bless you. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is the last part of this sermon now, which I just preached last week at Island Community Church. Our doors are still open. We have a very small church, but we're still meeting on Sunday mornings at 10:30. You're going to hear the last part of this message now from Acts chapter 16. We've looked at Paul casting the demon out of a woman. So I asked the question, if Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light, and if his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, how is a person to know? And the answer to that is, the answer was given by Jesus himself. He said, by their fruits you will know them. You will know a demon in the pulpit by what they say about Jesus, by what they teach about Jesus. That's where we're going to end up this sermon here when I give you a list of the doctrine of Christ, things that any legitimate pastor and preacher and the righteous pulpits across America will tell you about Jesus. That'll be the end of this message here. And so this is part four now of this message, Acts chapter 16. If you'd like a copy of it, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Be glad to send it to you. Or you can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, and you'll find it uploaded on there. You can right-click on that and save it as well, Acts chapter 16. Here's the last part of this message now.
I don't know what horror movie to compare that to. Is that Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Where you fall asleep and you wake up and someone else is in their place? That's the how. Satan's emissaries around the world transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. They masquerade as Christians. The word transform, it's not the same word used of us. When Jesus said, Paul said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, Romans 12:2, by the renewing of your mind. That's the word metamorphe. It means to change forms. Same word used of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. It says he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. That's to change forms on the inside. When Jesus changed, he changed forms and they saw him for what he really looks like. White and glistening and awesome. White hair like wool. His face shining. His feet like brass. He was Almighty God. That's what they saw. That's not what the devil does. His transformation is meta-schema. Schema means your outside appearance. Mustache. Perm. Wig. Suit. All he can do is change his outside appearance. He can't change who he is on the inside like you. So he's masquerading. Some translations, I love it. It says masquerading like a masquerade ball. He's hiding behind a mask is the devil himself. But he can't change forms. He's the same old devil on the inside. All he can do is deceive you by who he is on the outside. So the question is, how can you know? How can you spot a devil in pew 7? How do you know who it is behind the pulpit? What did Jesus say? By their fruits you will know them. Right, Bob? By their fruits. These people will teach you to live like slackers, to do whatever you like. They'll tell you lies about the person of Jesus Christ. They will deny the doctrine of Christ. They'll deny the virgin birth. This is how you can tell when you've got a demon up here in the pulpit. They'll always attack who Jesus is. Always. When you watch them on TV or read about them or hear about them, they have one common denominator. They attack the Son of God and who he is. They deny the virgin birth. They say he was a sinner. They deny he's the Son of God. They say he isn't God, for that matter. They deny he's coming back again. They deny he's the only way. They deny the resurrection. This is how you can tell when the man behind the pulpit here is Satan transformed into an angel of light, is when they corrupt who Jesus Christ is. That's what I tell people on the radio who don't know me in Virginia. I said, go to islandcommunitychurch.net and look up our statement of faith. And then you'll know more about me because I wrote it. What do I believe about Jesus? How many years have you been here? What do I believe about Jesus? It's all out in the open. You know who I am. Sometimes it's hard to tell. By their fruits you will know them. All right, let's end this sermon with Paul and Silas's response to being put in prison. Verse 25. Just got a text on my watch. They got hand fertilizer up the street, so we better hurry up. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. That's their response to being mistreated like this. They were singing hymns to God. And as always, the rest of verse 25, look at what it says there. It says, and the prisoners were listening to them. You know, the prisoners are listening to you too. They're watching you. They're watching to see if you're any different than all these other people ready to jump out of the building because their neighbor's got a cough. Are you any different than them? Obviously, you are, because you're here today. Everyone else is home. We're the only church open today that I know of. And you 15 people are here today to worship God. Hallelujah. I've said it before. I feel it in my spirit. This brings him great joy that you people are here today. That you've decided to trust him instead of what you read on the news. God's got your back anyway, regardless of what you read on the news or hear on the news. The prisoners are watching. Suddenly, hey, this is just like Peter when he was in jail in chapter 12. Suddenly, you know, that's God's favorite adverb. Have to be God S. Jehovah. If there's a middle initial, it would be S. For suddenly. It wouldn't be Jehovah E. God for early. It wouldn't be Jehovah L. God for late. It would be S. Suddenly. It's always sudden at the midnight hour when you're not expecting it. What are you doing while you're waiting for God to come through in your life? What are you doing? Paul and Silas were singing and praying and praising God. Maybe they had a copy of Psalm 34 with them that said, come, let us magnify the Lord together. They made God bigger than their problems. Let us magnify the Lord. Suddenly, there's a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately, same as Peter, All the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. Same as Peter. The keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep, seeing the prison doors were open, supposing that the prisoners had fled, he drew his sword and is about to kill himself. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm. We're all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Now here you have the most relevant question a person could ever ask all the days of their life. What must I do to be saved? It doesn't get any more important than that. And their answer, not even two sentences, it's one. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. He doesn't say believe and give your money to the church. He doesn't say believe and repent. He doesn't say believe and get baptized. He says believe. Because after you believe and you're saved, you're going to do all those other things anyway. Everyone in this book runs to get baptized. They all can't wait to repent and go down in the water, but it doesn't save you. Believe in Jesus Christ is what saves you. Just like the Lord said, whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. All right, verse 32. So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately him and his whole family were baptized. Immediately after. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them. And he rejoiced, having believed in God with all of his household. There we have it. The key elements to Acts chapter 16. How can I be saved? Answer, believe the Lord Jesus Christ. How can I spot a demon from the pulpit? By their fruits you will know them. How do they live? What do they teach about the Savior? My list of seven from the doctrine of Christ, these seven things got to shine from this pulpit. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. God took a body. Remember, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Number four, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Even the demons confess that. Number five, Jesus died on the cross. Number six, he was raised from the dead. And number seven, he's the only way to get to heaven. Those are the things that got to come out of the pulpit so that you'll know that the preacher here is legit.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author